video film type.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about Bug from 2006, directed by William Friedkin. I call him Bill.
Billy Friedkin.
And Scanner Darkly, directed by Richard Linklater from the same year, 2006.
Yeah.
And I would have guessed that Bug was a movie about some kid with the nickname Bug.
Oh,
so okay. I obviously had a different movie in mind when you said we're going to watch Bug. Never heard of this Bug.
Yeah, you were really upset when I made you watch this movie.
Yeah, I was. I threw a tantrum.
Are you more upset or less upset that it wasn't a movie about a kid with the nickname Bug?
I'm much less upset. I much prefer this one.
Okay. Have you seen a movie with a kid named Bug?
I don't know. Like, you could tell me, oh, you're confusing it with the movie with the kid with the nickname, like, Platypus. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's probably what I was thinking of. I don't know what I was thinking of. No idea.
I don't know. I don't know any movies about kids. Like, I know James and the Giant Peach.
That could be it. Yeah, that could be the one I was thinking of.
A Bug's Life? I don't know.
That might be it as well. I don't know. Anything, I thought it was going to be about a kid and he was going to be annoying.
Hmm.
I had this whole movie made up in my head that I'm like, I don't like it. I don't like that movie.
That doesn't sound like a good movie either.
No.
Like you should have been mad if I tried to make you watch that movie.
Yeah. And
you thought William Friedkin made it, because we've talked about this before on the podcast that William Friedkin made this movie named Bug and that I wanted you to watch it.
Well, I've definitely forgotten that, and I'd forgotten who William Friedkin was, and I didn't know what he directed. I didn't know anything about the guy.
Didn't you say you went on like a William Friedkin binge?
Or was that somebody else? Probably a year ago, and so that part of my life is closed, and I'll never be able to remember it.
It's sealed off. It's in the tomb.
I for sure did, because I watched his last movie before he died, which was the Cane Mutiny affair or something like that.
The Cane Mutiny court martial?
Yeah, that's
something to do with a court martial, right?
Yeah. Yeah, about a Cane Mutiny. And it was good. I liked it. And then I did watch other stuff that he'd done, and I forgot that he did Sorcerer, and I forgot that he did that car chase one that you liked, the train chase.
Oh, To Live and Die in L.A.?
No, The French Connection.
I don't think he made The French Connection.
Oh.
Did he? Well, maybe he did.
Oh. All right. Well, we'll pause until Jesse does whatever Jesse needs to do.
He did make the... No, wait. That's a different movie. Yeah, he did. You're right. I was thinking... What was I thinking of? I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Resume.
Oh, no. I don't know what I was talking about now. So, okay. Take it away.
All right. Bug. Based on a play.
Yeah, I definitely got the play feeling watching this. I'm like, this could be a play. It was probably based on a play. I got that feeling while watching it.
By a guy who's now more famous as an actor, Tracy Letts. Who you've seen most recently in that stupid end of the world nuclear movie where it just keeps restarting.
Mm, yeah. What was he in that movie?
He was the general guy who was like, let's kill everybody.
I thought that was somebody more well known.
He's pretty well known now as an actor.
Hmm. I can't picture him, who he was. But all right, that's cool. So he did the play.
He's best known as a playwright, or I guess he was best known as a playwright until he became an actor. And he wrote this play, and apparently this play was regarded as being very good.
Mm-hmm.
And William Friedkin saw it, and he was like, I can make a movie out of that play.
Yeah.
And he did. This is actually the first time I've seen it.
Oh, good.
Because I wanted to wait and I wanted to watch it with you. I thought the first half was really good. And then the second half, I was like, yeah, that's what they always do.
What?
People always just go crazy, and then they always, at the end, they realize, oh man, we shouldn't have gone so crazy.
Did they realize that? I don't remember them realizing that at the end.
I feel like Ashley Judd realized that when he struck the match to burn them alive,
Oh.
he was like, oh no. Something she said something that I was like, oh, she regretted that for the 3 seconds it took to immolate her.
Or a fraction of a second, a third of a second, maybe.
I
So,
would hope,
okay.
yeah. If I'm ever immolated, I would hope it takes less than 3 seconds.
That was a good word. Immolated?
Yeah.
Wow. You're pulling out your fucking word of the day.
Dictionary.
Nice.
Yeah. I hope that's the right word. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I'm feeling very immolated right now by this conversation. Am I using it
Yep.
correctly? Okay.
You're using it correctly.
I liked the last half. I thought
Okay.
it was going to be a movie about an abusive boyfriend, and maybe
Yeah.
Michael Shannon's character was going to be crazy, but he was going to take his rage out on the abusive boyfriend to protect Ashley Judd, and then it'd be a little bit of a love story. And no, not at all. He never does anything. The abusive boyfriend comes in and keeps taunting him, and he keeps just being like ignoring him. So I like that it
Kind
went
of, yeah.
a different direction than I thought it was going to go. Completely different direction. And it's yeah, so I don't that's surprising that it turned you off. I don't know what you wanted to happen. Wanted them to stay sane and fall in love and get married? What did you want?
I wanted them to go crazy, but in the way that you thought that he would go crazy, which is he would direct his rage at Harry Connick Jr.
Okay, that's what I didn't want to happen because I'm like, oh, that's gonna suck. But all right,
Well, I didn't
I
want it to
like that
be
he
just
directs
your normal.
his rage at the bugs and the government and the
Yeah.
invisible helicopters that are trying to penetrate their hotel room. Why is she living
Right.
in a hotel room?
I think she's just kind of rootless, I guess you would say.
All right.
I think she doesn't really have any like home. I think they're supposed to be two lonely people, and she's sort of susceptible to his craziness. So her living in a motel is probably them trying to say this isn't a woman with a real anchor.
Okay. Yeah,
She's
that's a good explanation.
that's how I took it. She's got a little problem with the wine and the drugs, and she doesn't really seem to have her stuff together enough to, I guess, keep her life on track. So but the one thing that I was surprised in is that she doesn't want to take Harry Connick Jr.'s character back, which is a good choice because they always have the abusive boyfriend comes back and she's kind of wishy-washy about whether she wants to go back. But in this movie, she was like, no, I'm not doing it.
Right.
I'm not going back with you, Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah.
Even though he's like a big sexy boy and the other guy's kind of like a weird nerdy guy.
Well, I never wasn't worried about that. It was He was a dick. I just thought that he was just going to keep showing up for the rest of the movie and it was going to be all about him. And I didn't much want to see a movie like that. So.
Yeah, I didn't want to see a conventional movie like that, but I would have preferred it to the bugs. I think it just, and with the same thing with the Scanner Darkly, the paranoia thing, I don't know. It doesn't do it for me. I'm not a big paranoia guy.
Okay.
Even though sometimes like you haven't gone outside in like 4 days and you're by yourself, you start to feel paranoid for no reason.
Not exactly, but yes, I've been paranoid in my life, yes.
Yeah, and I maybe that's why I don't like it in the movies, because I'm so scared of that, I guess. of being just sort of not connected to the world.
I find it comforting because I'm like, well, I'm not that crazy. I definitely don't. I don't think there's bugs inside of my teeth, so I'm still okay right now in my current mental state. So yeah, does the opposite to me.
Oh, I see. So it was like a checkpoint.
Yeah.
Like I'm not living in a hotel, in a motel room, drinking and working at a lesbian bar. I'm not.
Well, that stuff could be true.
Yeah,
But
that could be
it's
true.
the I don't I'm not worried about the government's coming after me and that they're listening to my conversations. Like, that's a level of paranoia that only Terrence Howard knows, right? That I like when I see him talking, I'm like, oh, thank God I'm not like that. Thank
Yeah,
God.
you're not inventing math, reinventing
Well, I might be doing that, but I'm not worried that the government's listening on my cell phone to me. That's the part that you go, as soon as somebody, I told you this when I told you about Terrence Howard, he looks at his phone for a second and the screen shuts off. Like everybody's phone in the world. And he immediately interprets that as, oh, don't do this to me now. Some people that the powers that be don't want, and they invade your phone. And it's like, okay, as soon as I hear that kind of talk, I'm like, good, I'm not there. Because I've heard there was a guy that used to come to my shop and he wanted to use a phone. Sorry, he wanted to use a computer to type his thesis or
Oh boy.
his manifesto. And I was like, sure, you can use this computer to do it, sure. And he paid us like $1 or whatever to rent our computer. But then he was like, I can't use my computer at home because they're listening, they'll steal it from you. And at the beginning, I was like, all right, fine. And then I would carry on with my day. But then he'd come to me and be like, look, the mouse just moved. And I didn't touch it. That's them taking the mouse from me. And I go, no, man, the thing is unplugged from the internet. Like, it doesn't have any internet. There's no way somebody can get into that. And he's like, look, there's other ways they can do it. And I'm like, all right, this has gone far enough. I'm not going to spend any more of my personal time explaining to you how a computer works. But basically, you're saying it's doing something impossible. And we're at a stalemate here. I don't want to spend any more of my life on this topic with you. So we're done. Get out. You can't use the computer anymore. Because then he's going to start to think that I'm in on it.
You're in on it. That's the next step. So was this a computer just like in the middle of your store?
Yeah.
And he just said, like, can I sit here and type my manifesto in the middle of your store?
Yes.
And why wasn't it connected to the internet? Was it like a demo or
Because I
model or
unplugged
something?
it for him because he was
Oh, you
fucking
unplugged it
crazy.
for him.
Of course. And then he was like, no, there's other ways they can get in there. And I'm like, there isn't. There's no Wi-Fi in that computer. It doesn't have internet access right now. There's nobody can get into your computer. They can't get into your brain. Oh, radio waves. Well, radio waves don't do anything unless you have a receiver. And so, well, they're buried. Okay. All right. Enough of this. I want to. All right. So.
He ask you if you had an air gap computer?
No, he never used those words. Why? Is that something you've heard of? So now you're like, okay.
Well, that's I heard it on the Newsroom starring Jeff Daniels, which was on for maybe two seasons. And I forget why, but I think it was Dev Patel's character. He was like the tech guy, and for some reason he needed an air gap computer. And I was going to ask you about this sometime, but it never come up. So an air gap computer is a computer that has never been connected to the internet.
Okay.
So I don't know why it matters that it wasn't connected at the time, but it's never been connected to the internet. So they can't do something. And he needed it, I forget why, to do some thing for their investigative journalism or something. And I always thought, like, I gotta ask Gallagher about that, because that's so weird that it matters that it has never been connected to the internet.
So there is a perfectly good reason for why you'd want to have that security. If
Oh,
you
good.
generate something like an SSL key pair, not SSL, what do they call it? Maybe it is SSL. It's a key pair, or is it SSH? No. SSL key pair, I think.
Okay,
Or
sure,
RSA.
whatever.
Maybe it's RSA key pair. I'm sorry.
It's got three letters. We're good.
You're not worried about the letters.
Not at all.
So if you generate a key pair, and the only way to unlock that is the private key that's stored on your computer is the only way to unlock the public key that you publish. And that's how Bitcoin wallets are secured, for
Okay.
example. But you could also use the same kind of encryption for anything else that you want to encrypt.
Okay.
You generate this key pair. And so the theory would be, well, if the only place that the private key exists is on your hard drive, then when you generate that key pair, if it was connected to the internet, there's a possibility that somebody stole your private key off your computer because it was on the internet and there was some backdoor that was doing
Okay.
exactly that.
Right.
Or let's say you don't even understand it and you've got a folder that is always syncing it to Dropbox. That would mean that your key, your private key, which is just a big
Right.
long 300 bit number, is now saved somewhere else. And now you can
Right.
never know that the only place it ever existed was on your hard drive. So if you have
Yeah.
never plugged it into the internet, then physically, the only place that private key has ever existed is on your computer, on your hard drive. And there's
Okay.
no possible way it could have been leaked out to the internet because your computer has never been plugged into, connected to the internet.
But why would it matter if you just gave me a computer, right? Your old computer. And it's been connected, you've used it to
Maybe some bad guy put a thing on there.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could think of is that somebody put something on so the next time it was connected to the internet, it or like could there be a hidden Wi-Fi? I don't know.
No, there couldn't be
Okay.
a hidden Wi-Fi unless there's physically a Wi-Fi hardware in that computer.
Right. Okay.
Then, but you can, it's pretty damn easy to tell if the computer has a Wi-Fi card in it or not.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
does that help you at all?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It's like
Yeah.
saying your password, right? It's like saying, like, I saved my password in a text file
Yeah.
on my desktop. And that's the only place that anybody knows that password. It's saved on my computer. And if you had saved it a long time ago and it was connected to the internet yesterday, then you'd
Yeah.
go, well, there's a chance that my password got stolen yesterday when it got connected to the internet. There's
Yeah.
a possibility. Whereas if you eliminate that possibility and say it's never been connected, then you don't have to worry about that. It's not possible.
All right. That's a good explanation. I'm surprised you've never heard of that term.
I've heard of it. I just don't care enough to
Oh.
know what exactly it means. It's people that don't understand how stuff works, so they just go, in case there's magic out there, we want to eliminate all that magic. And
Yeah.
so something called an air gap, I'll pay money, I'll pay extra money to have something classified as an air gap,
Right.
whatever. I'm bored with this conversation.
Yeah, me too. Oh, but thank you for enlightening me on air gap computers.
Well, you should not care about air gap. Who gives a shit about that? You should be interested in key pairs, public and private key encryption. It's fucking fascinating stuff. The
Why is it
whole
fascinating?
internet is built on it, and it's really math. It's just really interesting math, which I know is your favorite subject to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I find that it's really interesting. Like the whole world is built on two prime numbers. Like it's crazy that computers can't crack it. And all of a sudden, one day they're going to be able to crack this, and our whole world's going to collapse. All the encryption is going to be useless that we use today. Okay.
Yeah.
That was the subject that I'm interested in, and you have no interest in.
No, that sounds interesting. I don't know much about it, but it does sound interesting that one day all the passwords and things are going to be useless.
Yeah.
How long do you think that's going to take?
I don't know. 10 years. I
Yeah.
really feel like it's right around the corner. and like our whole world could, everything could be useless. But it'll be interesting to see what happens.
So why would everything become useless, though?
Because right now there's so much encryption built on the fact that I don't, my computer can't figure out what prime number was used to do the encryption. And I'm like, it can't be that complicated for a computer to just try every possibility and then figure out the one that it is. But right now it takes 1,000 years or 10,000 years or 1,000,000 years or something to do it. But
Right.
I'm like, Dad, yeah, it's gonna change. Okay.
So
That's
when that one more question. So when
yeah.
that does change, is the downfall that like all our money won't be safe, or our defense systems, I guess, won't be safe, or
Yeah, I guess all that stuff.
okay.
Everything that uses RSA encryption, I think will be useless. And that's every single website you go to. Every time you go to a website that says HTTPS at the beginning of it, which is
Yeah.
every website now,
Lots of websites,
that you can't trust that encryption method that they're using.
yeah.
And the same thing with the whole Bitcoin network.
So do you think we'll be better off without all these online things, computers? Going back to like the 1980s?
No. Of
No.
course not. Why would I think that?
I mean, as a society, not you personally, because you're a computer guy, but like our society, do you think will be better?
Absolutely not. It's right now I can share, we can all collaborate and share information and instantly across with a million other minds across the planet, and we can all collaborate and share our knowledge and get smarter as a group.
Right.
Why would you ever think that it's better to go back to 100 years ago when it's like some nuclear bomb goes off in Europe and we just never know? We never get the information. We never learn the news because we got to wait for somebody to get on a boat and come here and tell us about it.
Tom Hanks has to ride on a horse and read the paper to us.
Yeah, that's just. Yeah, we'll stay as dumb as we are at that point in time for the next 500 years.
Yeah, I think there was something to be said from the Matrix when they said something like, why are we in like 1999 or whatever it is in the Matrix? And they're like, that was the peak of society. I think there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, it's a movie.
No, I mean just the thing of like nothing really ever, maybe okay, Napster. Let's stop just before they shut down Napster. That was pretty awesome.
Right. So you got what you wanted from it, which is stealing music. And then you're like, I don't see.
Trading music
Yeah. And then at that
I
point, you're
never
like,
uploaded.
right.
And at that point, what?
You were done with, you didn't think the tool could advance any further. You were done.
I don't think society's advanced any further. Like we had what was it, the ICQ messenger.
Right.
You could look things up on the internet, kind of. And then I think after that, I don't think we gained anything.
Okay. Sure. All right. Yeah, I get it. You're trying to push my buttons. I don't know why.
I'm
Let's
not trying to push. I'm
You
giving
can't
you.
honestly believe anything that just came out of your mouth. You're like, I don't see how we're any better off than we were 26 years ago.
I'm saying technology-wise, I don't know if our like I wouldn't trade medical advancements, I guess.
Oh, so just the pick and choose little things here and there. We have a fucking robot that I can go on and talk to, and it can tell me any answer in the world. And that's only 2 years old. And you're like, yeah, who cares? I don't see how that's any different than it was when we had Netscape in
I'm not
99.
saying different. I'm saying better. I'm saying should everybody be able to have that information?
Yes.
So should everybody be able to have like the misinformation when you go on Facebook and they tell you, oh, it's good to be a Nazi now, or whatever they tell you on Facebook.
Yes.
They tell you bad things about these people and those people and good things about these people. You think that's better?
Yes.
that
The
stupid people have access to that.
well, stupid people had a lot of access to that in Germany in 40s. And the what's the you just had a guy standing in front of you preaching that stuff. Wouldn't it be a lot
But
better if you're like, I
like
should
you.
fact check this guy and I can go on ChatGPT and say, like, he's saying all this stuff. Is that all true? And then it would say, like, no, it's not true at all. He's lying to you. Stop falling for it.
Or would it tell millions and millions or billions of people that it is true? And
I
then there
would.
would be more Nazis. So you want more Nazis, is what you're
Yeah.
saying.
All right. Let's talk about bug. Let's talk about bug
Let's
some
talk
more.
about Bug.
I like that he starts spotting the aphids in her bed, and I like the progression she takes where she's like, I don't see it. And he's like, it's right there. Can't you see it? She's like, no, I don't see it. And then he's like, look, it's right there. And then she's like, eventually she says, kind of, she goes, okay, we'll squish it. Now at that point, I thought maybe there is something there because she now has said, I see it. Go ahead and squish it. And then he's like, well, how do we know? Or she probably says, squish her, or how to squish him. And then
Squish
he
him,
says,
yes.
yeah, how do we know it's a male and not a female? But looking back on it, I'm like, that was her just kind of giving in slowly. It wasn't that she actually saw something, because then later on, the other confusing part was when he puts his blood on a microscope and he gets the abusive boyfriend to look through the microscope and say, what do you see? And then he says, I see a bug. And then he goes, yeah, it's a bug feeding on my blood. So I'm like, did he see something in the blood? Did the abusive boyfriend? Because when he asks the girl, Ashley Judd, to look, she says, yeah, I see it. But then we know that she's giving in to his paranoia and his craziness. So you're like, I don't trust if she sees it or not. But when he sees it, the boyfriend, I'm like, I don't, maybe there is something there.
Or does he just not want to seem stupid?
Possible. I just, is that okay? So,
I think you're not supposed to know. I think you're sub I think the movie is sort of playing it both ways for the most part, and you don't. I guess you probably make up your mind by the end, but definitely at the point where Harry Connick Jr. is still in the movie, you're probably not supposed to know fully if there are bugs, or
okay.
maybe he actually got a bug and mixed it with his blood or something and put it on the what do you call the thing that you put in the microscope, the plate.
Okay. All right, that's a valid theory, I guess, from you. Thank you for your input.
I don't know if it's a theory, but so do you think that there are any bugs in the movie?
No.
No.
I mean, he's totally crazy. What I found interesting was how she resists for a bit, and then she kind of comes around to it. And then so when I'm watching her, I'm like, oh, maybe she did see something. And then later on, you're like, no, she just keeps giving in to him. Like, she just keeps trying to say, like, I'm just trying to understand. I'm just trying to understand. I'm confused. I don't understand what you're talking about. But then by the end, she's totally on board and she's totally going, like, okay, now I see it. And here's how we got there. And then we do this. And she obviously is become totally just as crazy as him. Or she just wants to agree with him because she loves him or whatever. She wants to forget her pain in the past. I don't know exactly the reason, but the only confusing part to me was when the boyfriend says, yeah, I see it. So what? What's the big deal? There's no reason to think that he would want to care if he appears dumb to that guy. He hates him. He's being a
Maybe.
dick to him the whole time. Why would he all of a sudden care about his opinion? He's bullying him, he's pushing him around, he's slapping him, he's telling him, don't you mess with my girl. It's so for him, that one moment where he goes, yeah, I see the bug. So what? What's the big deal? Who cares? I didn't understand that. I didn't understand the point of it.
Maybe he also didn't know what he was looking at under the microscope and thought it was a bug.
Yeah, maybe there's nothing to what I'm saying. You're absolutely right.
No, I'm just trying to think of why he would say that. I'm not I'm not disagreeing with you, but I did like that scene where they kept making up like a new conspiracy theory of like the other girl brought him because she was part of the thing, and Harry Connick Jr.'s character was part of the thing. What were the phone things? Like when she kept answering the phone and nobody was there.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. You're right. I kind of forgot about that. It wasn't the boyfriend.
No, and it wasn't Michael Shannon. But he, like, I would have said that this was her being a
Maybe it
little
was
bit
just
crazy.
somebody that had a wrong number.
Could have
Maybe,
been.
yeah. Maybe,
It could have been. But it's strange that none of the characters in the movie are doing it. Like, we're, unless it's like her friend, who's the only other character in the movie.
Yeah, you're right. I don't have an explanation for that. I could throw out
Yeah.
ridiculous things that would mean nothing, but I'm gonna choose not to. I'm gonna say I agree with you, Jesse. I don't
Did people ever, when you were a kid, did people ever just call your house and like hang up and stuff like that?
I'm yeah, wrong numbers, yeah.
No, but I mean like in a like a pattern.
No.
Like, no? Okay.
Did somebody do that to you?
No, but it used to be like a big thing in movies and stuff. Like
Yeah.
people used to answer the phone and there was somebody on the phone like breathing heavy and they'd be like, oh, stupid perverts calling all the time. And I was like, is that a thing that used to happen?
I
Or I
don't think
guess.
there's ever been a movie where it just happens and there's no explanation, except
No,
for this one.
but I'm saying like in the movie, they're not surprised. They're not like, what's going on here? They're always like, ah, oh, yes, stupid perverts.
Yeah, because there's always some abusive boyfriend who's doing it or somebody that's going to murder them. There's always some reason for it in the movie.
No, I know there's a reason, but I'm saying when they don't know what the reason is, they're not surprised to get these types of calls. Like in movies, it seemed like this was a normal thing in the 70s and 80s or whatever it was, that you would just get perverts calling and breathing heavy on the phone.
Okay,
In
you're,
the world, I
I
don't
would
know.
have to see an example of that where somebody said, ah, it's just some pervert, and they hung up and then the movie went on. I would have
I'm
to
not
see an
talking about
example.
the I'm not talking about the movie going on. Yes, there's always an abusive boyfriend or a serial killer, but they never react like, is this my abusive boyfriend or serial killer? They're always like, yeah, it's just a pervert.
Which is exactly what I just said. I don't know what you're now. You then you I just said exactly that, and then you went, I'm not talking about that. I don't know what I just said exactly those words. Somebody answered it and went, oh, it's just some pervert, hung up, and the movie went on. And then you went, no, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, Jesse?
It's me. It's always
Is
me.
you. I just
It's
said
all you.
exactly those words. You're like, no, that's not what I mean. Tell me what you mean then. I don't know what you're saying.
Never mind. But you're saying that you think, maybe I'm wrong. I thought you were saying these people in the movie thought it was their abusive boyfriend or a serial killer. But I'm saying they think it's just some random pervert.
I said you would have to show me an example of a movie where somebody answered the phone and then said, oh, it was just some pervert, hung up, and then the movie carried on. I would have to see that in a movie because I don't remember this being a staple of 70s,
Okay.
80s, 90s movies. I don't remember that being a common thing.
I see what you're saying
But
now.
you're
Okay.
saying if it happened all the time, and so I'm just saying I would need to witness
Okay.
that happening all the time.
But you're not familiar with it happening all the time in the real world.
No, definitely not.
Not neither am I. I'm just remembering something that used to happen all the time in movies, and I always thought it was weird that people were doing this,
Yeah.
possibly in
Yeah.
life.
Sure. I would be concerned about that as well. Okay. I don't even know how we're still friends. Do you? Do you
There's
ever
no, but
wonder
we don't have
sometime?
anyone else. Everyone else hates us.
It's that sad, isn't it?
It's that simple and it's that sad. It's like when you just boil it down to the bones, it's
Yeah.
just two guys who no one else likes.
Well, I'll tell you what I like about you.
Okay.
You're a very reliable guy. You're
I
reliable.
that's yeah, I pride myself on that. How
You
what like
should.
What do you mean by reliable?
I mean, if you say you're going to be somewhere, you're there.
Okay.
You say you're going to do something, most of the time you do it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and that's what I like about you. I don't think that's as common of a thing
Yeah.
as I assume it is, because I only deal with you. But like the whole like setting up meetings thing, like in my life, I'm like, why don't we talk tomorrow? Give me a call. And they're like, well, no. I'll send you an invite and we'll do a calendar fucking meeting and we'll schedule it and then it'll be at, okay, you know what? Let's make it at 1:22 p.m. exactly. And then they do all this big production. And I was like, just call. I said, just pick up the phone. And they were like, no, let's make it a big fucking deal. And they send me this shit. So I am like, okay, I got to be somewhere at 1:22 p.m. My whole day is just waiting until 1:22 p.m. 1:22 happens. They're not there. Then they send me something. And this is just everybody in the business world. They all of a sudden they love to do these meetings and they're like, oh, sorry, my other meeting went long. I have to push yours back. Oh, I got to reschedule for this. And I'm like, why did you make this big fucking production? Like, I had to fit you into that window because that's the only time I would have free. And then they blow it. And I'm like, the whole day revolved around your time window when all I said was pick up the phone and call me and we'll get it done. And they're like, no.
And it's worse that they make these meetings, like Zoom meetings or whatever. And instead of just calling you, because like if somebody doesn't call me within 5 minutes, it's like, okay, whatever. It's a phone call. They're 5 minutes late. But when it's like a Zoom meeting and you're sitting there, you're just getting like, why would you make it a Zoom meeting? Like you've locked yourself into this and now you're not doing it.
Yeah. And then I have people that get on the Zoom call and they just turn off their video. And then I'm like, what was the point of that? I
I know.
gave you my cell phone number a week ago. Why didn't you just fucking call me?
Exactly. Why? Like, there's so many times that it could be a phone call and I'm on Zoom. And some of it, I guess, is like your office phone is terrible for some reason now. Like if it's connected to your computer, it's awful. So they have to like go on a Zoom meeting to make it better. But before we run out of time, so we got cut off there, but what I wanted to say was the thing that I respect about you and that I admire is you don't try to change your thoughts or opinions or hide your thoughts or opinions to make people feel better. And I mean that in a good way, like when people are like, ah, oh, the world's flat. I'll be like, I don't think it is, but I don't know. You'll be like, no, you're an idiot, stupid, dumb jerk. And you'll be like, how could you say that? When I would be like, ah, I don't know. Or, like when people say just crazy, stupid stuff, I'll be like, ah, like, I guess maybe you have a point. I mean, I don't know. You'll be just like, no, that's dumb. That's what I respect because I can't do that. And I don't think most people can do that. I think most people just try to agree with you or not argue with you just so that somebody will like you more. But I don't think it really does make people like you more. It makes people like themselves more.
True. Now let's relate this. That's just like Ashley Judd. What's she
Just
doing? She's
what
just
it
agreeing with them. There's something there. Can't you see it? No, I can't see it. Look harder. I still can't see it. Look harder. Oh, okay, I see it. Yeah, it's a slippery slope. Pretty soon you'll be enveloping yourself. What's the word? Engulfing
Immolating yourself.
immolating yourself. Yeah.
It all leads to setting yourself on fire naked.
Yeah, no, I well, hey, I'll take that in the strangest compliment ever where I call people dumb, stupid jerks. You're still complimenting me. I don't think I do that as much with anybody else as I do it with you because I know that you
No.
could take it and you don't care when I say things that other people are just too sensitive. I don't waste my time like the crazy guy in my shop trying to tell me the computers are taking over his brain, and I'm like, just I didn't call him an idiot. I got
No.
myself out of the situation somehow.
But I would have been in that situation forever. That guy would be at my house, like typing things out. And it would be like the movie Bug.
Yeah.
He'd be like, they're listening. I'd be like, yeah, they might be listening. I guess I'll take all my computers offline.
Yeah.
I'll never watch porn again. I'll have to go and buy magazines at the store
Yeah.
to get my celebrity gossip information or whatever I'm getting.
And
I'll
I
have
probably
to.
let it go on way too long with that guy. Like I probably come off in my story like I'm a hero, like I immediately, but that guy was there many, many times. And I'm sure somebody else is like, I can't believe you let that guy back in the store that many times. And I'm like, yeah, he wasn't hurting anything. It wasn't, but so I probably did just, but at some point I stop and go like, you're stealing my time. You're a thief. You're a thief, and I'm not going to put up with it anymore. Well,
So how
thank you
did he
for the
get his
backhanded compliment.
sure it wasn't, no, I didn't mean it to be a back end. I meant that was something that I greatly admire in you,
Well, thank you.
that when I think of things that I could improve, it would be being a little more like that. And I did that today a little bit, because I think of your influence. So some guy came to my house, two guys actually, and they were like, is, I forget what they said, like Habish or something here. And I was like, no, nobody li lives here named Habish. And I was like, are you sure you have the right address? Like, and he goes, yeah, this address. And he said my address. And I was like, no, like it's just me and my family that live here. And he's like, oh, that's, he didn't really seem that, like, that it was that strange, like as strange as I thought it was. That, and I was like, that's, maybe they gave you the wrong address. And he was like, I don't know. And then he's like, do you want to come to our mosque sometime? And he's like, it's up the street, like I'm sure you've seen it. I was like, yeah, I've seen it, yeah. And he's like, yeah, we all believe in the same God. And I was like, no, I don't believe in any of the gods. And he's like, no, okay, you can still come, it's fun. And I was, and he's like, there's food after. And I was like, yeah, that sounds good. But the thing is, and this is, it's a work in progress, but before I would have said, yeah, there's gods, and there's some gods and other gods. Yeah, we all believe in the same gods. Well, yeah, I mean, it's all the same, right? We're all, and this time I actually said, no gods for me. No, thank you. And he was like, he didn't even, he wasn't like, that's weird. He was just like, yeah, you can still come, man. And I was like, I don't know, maybe. Sounds fun.
So it sounds like you're going.
Yeah, probably go.
Really? You
No.
won't go.
He was like 8:30 on Fridays. And I was like, I mean, you said food, you saw a fat guy, you almost had me. But the whole, I would have had to sit through a lot of God stuff, and not even the God stuff that I have an idea about. I would have had to learn new God stuff that I don't care about, because I'm not as familiar with his religion as I am with the Christian religion. So I would have been even more confused, and I would have had another type of worship not to believe in. But I was proud of myself, and I think it's some of your influence that I just said, like, no gods. No, thank you. No
Right to his
gods.
face.
I mean, I didn't want to, like, yeah, because before I would have been like, I used to be like, gods, yeah, there's some gods over here and there's gods over there. And I mean, I used to tell people I was Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
When the Christian people would come, they'd be, and then they would be like, yeah, it's the same God. And I was like, oh, fuck, it is the same God, isn't it? They just don't like Jesus as much. And I was like, oh, shit, now they think I do, now they think I could be turned. Not the same God. Now they just have to get Jesus in there, our Lord and Savior. That didn't work. And then finally I was like, all right, no gods. But I have found the ultimate, I have found, this is a tip for anybody. I found the ultimate trick for when either Belle Canada, where Rogers shows up at your house to switch you and sell you their cable or internet.
Yeah.
You say you work for the other company.
No. Nice.
Yeah. Bell shows
Yeah.
up all the time, and I go, I'm sorry, man, I work for Rogers.
Wow.
And they're like, what? They don't know how to answer that because they got
Yeah,
an
yeah.
answer for everything. And they're like, well, I mean, you could, I guess you can't. I mean, and I'm like, I guess I can't, man. I mean,
Yeah.
they give me this almost for free. Like, I mean, I get the employee, and I mean, they'd be so mad if I had Bell. Like, I can't. And they're
Yeah.
like, I guess so.
Yeah.
Bye. And I'm like, see you later.
That's a good trick. I like it. 'Cause I did get ambushed and I probably told you about it when there was some guy going through my building, throughout my building, converting people over to SaskTel, and he ambushed me outside my door. And I was like, look, I'm just on my way out here. And he's like, well,
Yeah.
take out your cell phone right now. And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, I can get you a better cell phone plan and we'll bundle it all up with SaskTel. And because you're bundled, it's going to be the best thing ever. And I'm like, I just switched this over 2 months ago to Koodo and I've got the best plan available. You can't beat
Yeah.
this plan. I guarantee you. I guarantee you can't. And he's like,
Yeah.
let me do some math. I got a better plan. And I'm like, you don't. You're lying to my face. And he was,
Yeah.
because I'd already decided I was going to switch to SaskTel for the internet. And he goes, well, just take the $100 plan. And I go, I want the faster one. What's the next plan up? And he's like, well, there's a plan up, but you don't need that. And I'm like, what are you doing, man? You're so. And he gets a commission if I switch my cell phone. He gets a big
Yeah.
commission if I switch my cell phone. He doesn't get a big commission if I just go
Oh,
up to
I
the
see.
higher internet plan.
Okay.
So he's like, nah, you don't need a better, because he's trying to use the lower, slower internet to then tell me that he's going to give me an overall package deal with my cell phone and my TV, and it's going to
Okay.
be lower than what I'm. Anyways, it was a fucking. I just kept saying, you can't beat this number. And he kept saying, yeah, I've just beat it right now. Just beat it in my head. It just got lower. And I'm like, yeah, but you didn't show me any. You're a fucking liar. And he was. It turned out he
Yeah.
lied to me. He threw in a TV plan that cost me more money than what he was quoting me. Anyways, I should have said, I like your trick. I never would have thought of that.
It's a when once I realized that trick, I was like, this is great.
Yeah, that's good.
And I look, I turned to my son the last time it happened. I go, son, that's how you lie. And he was like, okay. Like
Yeah.
I was like, this is a teachable moment. I'm really teaching you something here. And he was just kind of like, oh, I guess, whatever. Like he gave me nothing. I thought he'd be like, wow, that was great. And he was like, eh, so what?
Yeah, I've told you my trick for getting out of the conversation where somebody is talking about themselves and they're like, oh, then I did this and then I did that and then I did. And my trick to get out of it is start talking about yourself.
Yeah.
They'll immediately leave you alone because they
Yeah.
don't give a shit about you or anything. And
Yeah.
I told you cutting my lawn, it's happened a few times where somebody bombards me and they just start to tell me about everything in their life and all their. And then the trick I learned was just like turn around and be like, oh, you know what? That happened to me. I had a thing. And as soon as I start to be energized and
Yeah.
talking about myself, they're like, okay, well, you know what? I gotta get going. Look at the
The
time. And they're gone. And I'm like, I can't
time.
believe that works. It's totally amazing.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't do that. You just sit there and listen to them. And
Yep.
so would I. And I did
Forever.
for
Yeah.
40 years of my life. And then finally I was like, all you gotta do is just start talking about yourself and they're fucking, they bolt. It's great.
Yes, there's nothing people hate more than other people. And there's nothing they love more than themselves.
Yeah. So, on to
All right.
Scanner Darkly.
Scanner Darkly.
I was this a conscious connection between these two movies, or totally subconscious, or totally unexpected?
I'm going to claim subconscious, even though let's just say subconscious.
Because it starts with a guy being attacked by bugs. And then he literally calls up Robert Downey Jr. And Robert Downey Jr. says something like, oh, it's probably just an aphid. And I'm like, isn't that the same word they just
Yeah.
used in the other movie? I'm like, that's a crazy
Aphids.
connection that Jesse made subconsciously.
Yeah. Yeah, one character is a lot like the Michael Shannon character who is thinks he's being attacked by bugs, but that's because in this movie they're doing a lot of drugs. Which oddly enough, for me, like every time I watch the movie, I'm like, I rarely see them doing that many drugs or seeming to be under the influence of drugs, even though Rory Cochrane's character is always looks like he's high as a kite, and Keanu Reeves' character always looks like he's never done a drug in his life. And what's her name? Winona Ryder's character. She's always like, man, I just did so much cocaine, man.
Right, but
And but
she's
she's,
lying.
yeah, she is lying.
Yeah.
But you're like, this doesn't even, like, you're not, she's not even acting well that she did so much drugs.
Right.
And wouldn't people catch on and be like, I don't think you are doing a lot of drugs.
I think Keanu Reeves does. I think he kind of calls
He
her out
does.
on it.
Oh, does he?
Sort of near the end. He's like, how much blow do you do? I don't know if he's concerned for at that point or if he's just calling her a liar because she's like, I can't touch you because I do so much blow. And he's
Yeah,
like,
that's
I'm
weird.
confused by that statement.
Yeah.
Now, why does I don't get the whole I don't get most of this movie. I did read a little bit about it, and this is the first
Yeah.
time I've ever seen this movie. I'd never seen it before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I got it confused with Waking Life. I thought that
Yeah,
it was
similar.
Wake. Same director, similar animation style. Both have Alex Jones in it.
Yeah. Your hero.
Well, this is your movie. You picked it, so I'm like,
I picked it for you because Alex Jones is in it.
I'm surprised you like these Alex Jones movies so much. I feel like this must be tough for you to love Richard Linklater so much because he puts Alex Jones in his movies. I thought that was strange.
In Richard Linklater's defense, it's been 20 years since he put Alex Jones in a movie. And a lot's changed in the past 20 years with Alex Jones. He's become a little more unhinged, how you
Okay.
say. But let's not talk about Alex Jones. I think we all know the good and bad of Alex Jones. I want to talk about this movie and how it's interesting that it was made in 2006. Because if you made this movie 3 years later, you probably could have made it for less money, not rotoscoped it, just had CG for the spiggly spaggly suit or whatever that thing is, and the bugs or whatever. Because they're like, there's only a couple of things really that necessitate any kind of animation. So you could have done this movie and made it look really nice and the CG almost perfect like 2 or 3 years later for probably half the cost. Like I was watching a behind the scenes thing on it and it was all about the animation and there's like 100 animators and they're doing this one guy says something like, man, we thought it would take 350 hours of animation per minute of screen time. But it was way over that. And I was like, holy shit. Like, this is an insane budget for this animation. Like, they probably spent on the principal photography like $1 million and on the animation like $5 or $6 million.
Can you explain the animation style to me? I don't know anything about it.
So rotoscoping is you take something that's been filmed. So this movie they filmed like not perfectly, but they lit it and they filmed it and they had most of the production design and everything. And then you take it, you edit it like you have a movie that's done. And then after that you give it to animators and animators basically draw over top of the movie everything. Then you can change things, or not put things or add things or whatever that you want, or obviously they make them into bugs and they have the suit thing on them. But for the most part, what they did in this movie especially was they just took what happened and animated over it. And it's not really like it's not all that different. Like I saw the some of the stuff when they were filming, and it's not all that different than what they filmed.
I got the impression that it was the same thing that they were filming. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I
Which
did
is
have the thought as well, like, why didn't they just make this live action? And then I thought, well, it's a gimmick. They're going for something here. They're trying to make it a bit trippy.
Yeah.
I didn't really. Then I thought, would I like this better if it was live action and they did CG bugs or whatever? And I was like, no, probably not. So I didn't really give it too much thought. You think it should have been a live action movie?
I'm not saying it should have been. I'm saying, like, in that time in 2006, to put whatever amount of CG they had in it on top of making, shooting a proper movie to make it look nice and all that. Probably, if you wait till 2010, it costs less. And
Okay.
that was just that wasn't saying that it would have been a better or worse movie, but it's just kind of a crazy thought that like you're talking about AI before and how it 2 years ago you couldn't do all this stuff that you could do, and Richard Linklater was probably just like, I wonder if I had to just. If it had have been a different time slightly, 2 years later, if I would have made that choice to rotoscope it or not. And I'm not saying that he thought that at all, but he would have had that option to make this movie in a completely different way, probably for less money.
Sure.
It's just an interesting thing. But I like the movie. Like this time when I watched it, I understood it a little bit more, and I understood the fact that they sent this guy into, I don't know, spy on these people who seem like really low level drug addicts and maybe dealers, and to try to get connections. But then nobody knows who Keanu Reeves' character is, so they think he's like the drug kingpin, but he's basically being told to inform on himself, and even though his boss knows which one he is, or figures it out, I guess his boss doesn't know from the start, and his boss is also the girl, his girlfriend, which is it makes for an interesting movie about a, and then they put him in deeper. They get him addicted. They're like, well, he's already addicted to drugs. We're gonna take him to the facility where they make the drugs, which is also a rehab facility. Even though the thing that doesn't work for me is that he never seems to be going like downhill in his drug addiction. Like it all just seems to come to a head in like one scene, and you're like, I didn't think he was really all that bad before. But they keep being like, oh, he's a burned out shell of a man. He's a useless drug addict. And you're like, I thought he was doing pretty good. Like, he seems to be when he, especially when he's at the police station or whatever, like, he seems to be doing his job. I did that. That didn't really come through for me. And maybe that would have been, I don't know, something that they could have worked on. Maybe it would have been better live action. Maybe it didn't come through in the animation. I don't know. Or maybe that's completely. How did you feel about that aspect of it? Like his character and how it sort of developed through the
You're right.
movie?
I didn't get the feeling that he was losing his grip on reality. And I think that's actually the summary of the movie, the description of the what this movie's about. It's about a cop in the future that loses his grip on reality when he infiltrates undercover some drug addicts. And I really didn't get that impression either. There was one scene where he saw a sheep and he thought it looked like a dog. And they're like, oh, there's another scene where there's two people in the room talking to him. And he turns around, they're two different people, and they keep asking him about his brain. But I agree, they really didn't get the, other than the scene that I was going to ask you when he has sex with some girl, and then the next morning, or he sees the girl and he thinks it's a different girl, And then she changes back, and then he looks at the camera recording of that, and it seems to have recorded exactly what he thought he experienced in reality. And then I'm like, so what, did that happen or did that not happen? I still don't even get what that was about.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, that's one thing that I'm not even going to pretend that I get.
Like, I guess at the end they reveal that they forced him into the drugs so that he would get, so that he would have to go to New Path, and then they tried to get him to infiltrate New Path and then come back to them with evidence that New Path was the place they were manufacturing the drugs that were getting people addicted, so that they would have to go to New Path to get rehabilitated. So some sort of a conspiracy.
Yeah, a conspiracy that seems like you could have just, since it's a field, you could have just walked into it and found the flowers that make the drugs, or gotten a job there as a custodian or something.
I didn't really understand it, and then after the end happened, I was like, who cares? Yeah, so I didn't get that really.
I also didn't really care about the Robert Downey Jr. and Woody Harrelson characters. They just seem to waste time in the movie. And like all of this stuff that's really cool kind of happens at the end. And before that, it's just a bunch of guys like in a Richard Linklater movie just kind of hanging around, making weird proclamations and doing crazy things and just kind of being like slackers, which is another Richard Linklater movie, of course. And I was like, this is just, I don't like these parts. Like, these don't really seem to be in the same movie. But I don't know.
I'm with you, and his suit thing that he wears that has all the different faces and identities, I'm like, this is probably something really complicated to do with their animation style, but I'm just finding it annoying. The fact that they kept showing it over and over again, like, look at what we're doing. Look at our animation. It's crazy. I'm like, this is annoying. I don't, I'm annoyed by this. So, and what does it even mean? He loses his grip on who he is. There's a couple points in the movie where he's like, am I the guy that I am talking about? I don't know. It was lost on me. A lot of this was lost on me. And I haven't read the book, obviously. I don't know
Me
if you
neither.
have,
No.
but I don't know what the book is about. Are they taking a stance on drug use?
I think they're taking a stance, and I did hear this from like Philip K. Dick in interviews. He's taking a stance on surveillance of drug users and why people care about you doing drugs, basically.
So
Like,
his stance is you shouldn't care about people using drugs.
it's like the government shouldn't care. Like the government shouldn't be a surveilling drug users
But then doesn't he list a whole bunch of his friends that have brain injuries and that died from drug use?
Yeah, he does too.
So, but he says something like, all these people were penalized more than they ever should have been. And then he lists a bunch of people that are dead. And it's like, well, then shouldn't somebody have stepped in and stopped them from using the drugs?
Or were they penalized by going by being sent to like mental institutions and getting lobotomies or something
Is
because
that
they
what
were, well,
happened?
I don't know, because that's what they used to do to like drug users, right? They used to give them electric shock therapy and cut out parts of their brain or whatever.
Did they?
Yeah, like way back.
Okay, this is all news to me. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, that was the treatment for drug addiction.
It's all lost on me. I don't know what the point is. I don't get the stance. So you're saying you should not surveil people. You shouldn't try to find the drug peddlers, and then yet you're saying all these people are dying and they're having brain injuries. So yeah, I was lost on me, the point of this, and I haven't, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, me neither. A lot of it was like, I like the rotoscope. It looks cool. But the whole time I was just thinking 90 for 90% of it, I was like, why didn't you do more with this?
Like have more animation, more stuff that you couldn't do with just live action. Yeah, I thought the same thing. Like there's a point where there's enough trippy stuff going on that you're like, oh, people should morph into fucking giant bugs in the background, and that'll really show us that Keanu Reeves is going crazy. But they do basically the same tricks they could do with live action stuff.
Yeah, stuff like
Other than
David Cronenberg did 20 years before that.
Right. Other than like the alien that shows up and reads that guy a list of his sins, which I also don't even know what that was about. It's just too deep for me, man. Too deep for me. I'm not deep enough.
It's true, it's too deep. Yeah, I think they could have, like, in Waking Life, did they not do more with the animation?
I
If
don't
I'm,
remember.
yeah.
I think Waking Life is just guys walking around talking about philosophy. And I
But I
don't
thought they
remember.
had more crazy stuff, though, with
They
the
might have.
animation.
I don't remember. I haven't seen it in so long. I wouldn't mind watching that again someday. But
Yeah, we could do that on the podcast one day. I'll put it
because
on the list.
I wouldn't mind hearing some of their theories. And it's not like you got to take the whole thing as a we have a point to make here. We're trying to make a point about the government surveillance or something. It's just a bunch of slackers walking around throwing out theories. So.
Yeah, it's just more of a trippy movie for a good reason. Like, it makes sense that it's a movie about dreams that's animated.
Yeah. Anyways, what else is happening in your life?
Not much. Not much. Seen any good TV? Did you watch you watched the end of Land Man? Did we talk about that? No, we did talk about that.
Okay.
What else? What else is going on?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, all right then.
Let's pick some movies for next week. The Claim and Rounders. All right.
All right, man.
All right. I'll see you next week.
All right. See you
And
later.
bon voyage.